So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed an incident in which Rav Schaira was matur neder through a Pesach of a daita de ikbed Rav Nachman loy nadri. He would not have made the neder had he known that it would cause Rav Nachman to become annoyed in finding a Pesach. The Gemara continues with a similar incident of Bitnis Berei de Abishol ben Bitnis, who was matur neder through a Pesach in which Rav Shimon Berebi confirmed that a daita de mitzari rabbanon he would not have made the neder had he known that it would cause the Chacham such trouble in finding a Pesach. Although this Pesach only developed during Hataras Nedarim, the Ran explains that this is not considered Neulid, non-existent at the time of the neder, because Shchiyahu, it's common for the Chacham to be mitzar to find a Pesach. In a similar incident, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi was matur neder through a Pesach of a daita de mochili kantzer loy nadri. He would not have made the neder had he known that a launderer would hit him for causing tzar to the Chacham in finding a Pesach. The Gemara explains, Hailab Noilidhu, the Shchichi apikari de mitzar rabbanan. This Pesach is not considered Noilid because it's not uncommon to have insolent people who are mitzar the Chacham. The Gemara concludes with an incident in which Abaya placed a neder on his wife with a tonight. Yavart adatoi uminsavis lo likrivich. If she disobeys him by marrying off their daughter to her relative, and she did, Rav Yisrael was matur neder through a Pesach, in which Abai confirmed that ilo havayadas the avr al daitach uminsva lekriva loy nedrana, he would not have made the neder had he known that his wife would disobey him, even though haneder mechich hepach meisa Pesach. The neder seems to contradict the Pesach, in which he only made the neder to prevent her from disobeying him. The next Mishnah continues discussing Nidre's reason. When a person makes a neder to compel his friend to change his mind, the neder is not effective because lohayi b'dayti linder klal. The neder did not intend to make a neder. Zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, afa reitz lahadr eschaveri sheyechel etz loy yoimer loy, kol neder shani osel lider hu batel, ubavad sheyezochur b'shas haneder. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is actually teaching two separate halachas. If someone's friend refuses to dine with him, and they made a neder to compel him to reconsider, the neder is not effective even while his friend is still mesarev, because this is considered nidri's reason, in which lahoy b'day to linder klal, the neder did not intend for a neder. A second independent halacha, v'haroitzah shlo yiskayimu nedarv kol hashana, yamid b'roish hashana b'yomar, kol neder shani asal lidor yehi batal. But as Rabbi Yaakov teaches that a person can nullify all his anticipated nedarim for the coming year by a tnai, in which he declares on Rosh Hashanah that all his future nedarim shall be null and void. The Mishnah qualifies, however, ubavad sheyizachor b'shas haneder. This statement has two possible explanations. Abaye says, tnei ubavad shelo yeheizachor b'shas haneder. The Mishnah must be amended to be teaching that the tnai cancels the neder only when he does not recall the tnai while he makes the neder. Because, as the Ran explains, this was the purpose of the Tznai. Hisneshim yishkach v'yidur yivatl Tznai zeh as nidre. Since he objects to having nedarim, he declared that if I forget and make a neder, the Tznai shall cancel it. However, izachar, if he did remember the Tznai while he made the neder, akre l'tznai, v'kaim lila nidre. The neder is effective because he wants the neder to override the Tznai. As the Ran explains, shim loikein lamu neder achshav. If he wanted the tnai to cancel the neder, why did he bother to make the neder? Rava says, La'ilam kedem rina mikar, the Mishnah remains in its original form, ubavad sheyizachor b'shas haneder, only when he does remember the tnai while he makes the neder, and refers to the following case, kigen shehisna b'Rosh Hashanah b'lo yodda b'ma hisna, he made a tnai in Rosh Hashanah to be mevatel certain nedarim. However, he then forgot which nedarim were included in this tnai, and he made a neder which was included in the tnai. Now, as the Ram points out, Rava agrees with Abaye in Halacha that e'enu zocher tnai legami b'shas haneder nidri les b'mamasha. If he did not remember the tnai at all while he made the neder is not effective because that was the point of the tnai. His neshem yishkach v'yidur yivatal tnai ze as nidri. However, the Mishnah is speaking of a case where zocher k'tzas tnai b'shas haneder. While he made the neder, he did remember that he made a tnai to cancel some nedarim, but he did not remember which were included in the tnai. Regarding this case, the Mishnah teaches, ubavad sheyizachor b'shas haneder. And the word zachor now means to mention the Tanai. And it depends as follows. Amar al dasri shaynani noidir nidri les b'mamasha. If he states that this neder is subject to the Tanai if it was included, the neder is not effective if he subsequently recalls that this neder was indeed included in the Tanai. However, loy amar al dasri shaynani noidir. If he did not state that this neder is subject to the Tanai, akrei l'tanai v'kayim l'nedre. The neder is effective, even if he subsequently recalls that this neder was included in the Tanai, because he wanted the neder to override the Tanai. The Gemara says that Rav Huna bar Chinna savar l'midrashei b'pirka. Rav Huna planned to include in his drasha the halacha of making a Tanai in Rosh Hashanah. However, Rava disagreed and said, Tana komastam lastumi, kadesh lo yinigu kalas resh b'nadarm. The Mishnah purposely concealed this halacha so that people should not be lax with Nadarm.